It's the Sully Show on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
It's the Sully Show. Live and local weekdays, noon to 2, on Twitter at Rich Sullivan and our radio station at 640 WGST. We tend to prefer Twitter more than any of the other social media networks because Twitter is pretty fast. It's really good for news. You're limited to only 140 characters, so that means that there's not a lot of rambling that goes on. Still, there are people that post several thousand tweets, seemingly, per week, but not reading lengthy soliloquies on Facebook is generally a good thing for me. And another guy who does not like to read lengthy posts on Facebook is Rick Limpert. He joins us every week here on Friday on Talk Radio 640 WGST for his technology segment. He is an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and sports contributor. He writes daily tech column for Examiner.com. On Twitter, you can follow him. He is at Rick Roswell. His name is Rick Limpert. Rick, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Sully. Yeah, I appreciate you keeping your Facebook post to two sentences or less.
I mean, look, that's just the way to go. When you see that little thing come on in your news feed and it says continue reading, it's almost like, no, I'm not going to.
The best part about Twitter is that the characters you can use is limited. That is the best thing about it.
It just forces you to be a better writer. It means that you got to get to your point. I'm all about it. And we're getting to our point right now with you, Rick Limpert's weekly technology segment here. Remember to check out his new outlet, by the way. It's Everything Georgia, GAFollowers.com. And they're on Twitter as well. GAFollowers is their handle on there. But Rick, let's get into first where you are. You're in the great state of Alabama.
Yeah, I'm on a press junket or a trip here down to Mobile, Alabama. And actually, Sully, I got a couple questions from some of your listeners about these press trips. And basically, it's media from all over the country, the handful to a dozen, and you're with these PR people, and they take you around and show you everything in an area or a city. And they found out that Atlantans, and me in particular, hate hearing Atlanta referred to as Hot Atlanta. So all the people on this trip now, every time they get an opportunity, they're calling Atlanta Hot Atlanta just to irritate me.
It's the worst thing that you can say when you're discussing Atlanta, to call it that. And sometimes my mom, who does listen sometimes online at iHeartRadio.com, she'll say that, and it annoys the heck out of me as well.
Yeah, it's like fingernails on the chalkboard.
Okay, let's get to what we have going on. By the way, check out mobilebay.org to find out a little bit more about where Rick is and what he's doing. Huge announcement this week, of course, expected from Apple. The iPhone 6 is on its way, and will we see a smartwatch tandem with this?
It looks like. Now, whether they work in unison, that's possibly going to be the case. We're definitely going to see an iPhone 6 with a bigger screen as an option, and then probably a smartwatch as well. So I know you might be looking for a new iPhone at some point, Sully, so we'll be talking next week about this iPhone 6 probably.
Oh, well, if you can get the hookup or at least get me a discount, you know I'm going to be all over it. Has that been the number one complaint? You mentioned the larger screen. That's my pretty much biggest complaint about the iPhone, is that the screen really is too small. When people pull out these bigger phones, I'm like, I wish that I had one of those because it's hard to see on my 5.
People love the bigger phones. I have a couple of them, and yeah, the iPhone's pretty technology intense on just about every angle, other than they haven't increased the size, and that's going to be coming now. So I think the people that use iPhones are waiting with bated breath for this bigger phone.
The incorporation, if it becomes reality here with this wearable watch companion to the iPhone 6, really further solidifies their interest in fitness tracking and apps and other accessories built around tracking people's movements during the day, their exercises, how many calories they burn. Fitbit and Nike and Samsung are all in the mix here. This is a huge segment for these technology companies.
Yeah, and part of that segment is then broadcasting the different facts you have the option to over social media or save this information for your own use. So, I mean, it's multi-platform, and, like you said, people are really into this tracking. Everything they do as far as the number of steps they take a day, the number of hours they sleep, and then for the people that want to broadcast to the world, they'll be able to do that as well.
Here at the Sully Show, Rick, we are here to provide our customers with world-class service and experiences, but overall, the United States has been outperformed when it comes to customer service. We generally think that we're pretty good with customer service in this country, but apparently not.
Yeah, this is an interesting little tip that I came across with from financesonline.com. We're the world's biggest economy, but right now we're like lagging behind in customer service, ranking 15th behind you know, many countries that you wouldn't think we would be behind. So this is going to be probably something the companies are going to look at. And the products we use are pretty mature. I mean, it's hard to keep improving on products, but companies can improve on its customer service. And I think that's going to be going forward with the rest of this decade, where companies are going to be, you know, make or break as far as the customer service they offer.
Perhaps some of the polling which was conducted in this research took place and played on people's thoughts about the cable companies and the television service providers. We talk about those lengthy statuses on Facebook. I've seen 3, 4, 5 paragraphs written in one status about somebody's anger over their television service provider.
Yeah, and I hate to throw a company out there that does it right. Well, I like to throw it out there, but Dish Network is any customer service problems I've had, they've fixed very quickly. As bad as some of the cable companies are, I found Dish Network has been completely opposite, and they do things the right way.
Apple is letting us know why our app might get rejected for the App Store.
Yeah, I mean, this focuses mainly on app developers a little bit, but more and more people are developing their own little apps, and they're getting rejected sometimes from the Apple Store, and they don't have to give you a reason why they're doing that. But with some research, some people are finding out that copyright infringement, if you're copying anything that someone else has done in the past, they're not going to let those apps through. So it's got to be totally original, and with all the apps that are out there now, it's hard to get something that's almost totally original.
And it must be really hard to police, because the number of submissions that are going into the Apple App Store must be incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible. They have to review all these apps. I don't know how they keep up. Now they have a whole team that does it. And, you know, it's pretty cool that we can develop an app for a problem we have, or to get a message across a company, or even apps that now that will help customer service questions. So, you know, it's the Wild West, but Apple's policing it a little bit.